B'tochen for Life, Shir number 290, Monday, Parshas Yisroi. We are explaining the importance of feeling machsi, even if a person is chas v'shalom in a difficult situation. And we have to understand how machsi works. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sheltering us? Because generally when we view a machse, when we view something that's a shelter, it's something tangible, it's something that we can see, it's something that we can feel. And when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't necessarily feel and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machse. And let's explain why we don't feel it and how we can attain machse, especially in a difficult situation. The Pasuk says in last week's Parsha in the Shiras Hayam, the Pasuk says, Mi chamaycha bo'elim Hashem. Who is like you, bo'elim, in the mighty ones, Hashem. And this is actually the words that the Maccabees used at the time of Hanukkah. Maccabee stands for Mi chamaycha bo'elim Hashem. What's the message of this Pasuk? Mi chamaycha bo'elim Hashem. Who is like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, among the powerful ones? So the simple understanding of the Pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most powerful entity that exists. But Chazal say a very interesting pshat. Chazal say, don't read it bo'elim, as someone who's powerful, rather bo'ilmim, and ilim is someone that is mute. Who is like you among the mute people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga is like an ilim, is like someone who's mute. And let's explain what that means. When someone is mute, he can do actions, but we won't necessarily be able to see what he's saying or what he's doing. Because he's silenced. He works in silence. That is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates. HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates like an ilim, like a mute, like someone who's silent. And that's what Klal Yisrael realized at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. Because at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came in the open and he revealed his power and he destroyed the Mitzrayim, and that's where the Shira came from. But Klal Yisrael realized something that's even more important. When they saw the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bo'elim Hashem, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might, they realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so mighty that he doesn't actually have to show you how he is solving your problem. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates like an ilim. He works silently, which means many, many things happen in life and we don't attribute them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It sometimes takes that one in a million nes, that one in a million Yeshua, for us to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has our back. But that's the message of Mi Chamaycha Ba'elim Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates like an ilim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates like someone who's silent, like someone who doesn't look like he's active in the world. But Klal Yisrael realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just as active, even though we can't necessarily connect the dots. When they saw the nace of Kriyas Yamsuf, and they saw the enormity of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in the world, they realized that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mighty, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates as an Elim, as someone who is mute. And that is the praise that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with in this Shira. We will, Amir Tz Hashem, continue this discussion.